You are listening to Real World News.
Horacio Martins talks about incoming FAO's director Graciano da Silva. A few weeks before taking office as Director General of the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, Graciano da Silva criticized the stance of the movements that advocate for peasant agriculture as an environmentally and socially sustainable alternative to agribusiness. In an interview with Real World Radio, Horacio Martins Carvalho, a member of the Via Campesina Brasil, challenges da Silva's claims. In an interview with the Interpress Service, da Silva, who will take office as FAO's Director General next January the 1st, described the attitude of the global peasant movement, the Via Campesina, as paralyzing. Unfortunately, some social movements have a point of view that is negative to themselves, and to a certain degree it paralyzes them to defend the idea that family farming and agribusiness are incompatible, that they are competing systems, said da Silva. Based on the Hunger Zero program implemented by him under Lula's government, the future director general of the FAO says the hunger problem worldwide should be based on corporate agribusiness, since investing in fighting hunger is a good business with great profits. Martin said in response to this that da Silva's declarations are consistent with the defense of the international capitalist interests. He doesn't see the class struggle as a principle in society, but he is for the conciliation of classes where governments implement policies to support transnational capitals and poverty reduction policies, but always keeping the dominance of capital, explained Martins Carvalho in Curitiba, Brazil. He said food is currently a system dominated by the big corporations, since there are 500 companies that control food and agriculture globally. In spite of this, a billion people suffer hunger. From da Silva's perspective, in order to help reduce poverty, we'll buy good from transnational corporations who have control of the global food market, said Martins. This reproduces the big contradiction that in order to get out of poverty, we need to subordinate to transnational corporations. In the interview with IPS, da Silva said a great part of family farming is outrelated with the agribusiness supply chain, so the idea of fighting this model has a paralyzing effect. For family farmers, it will make much more sense to fight for the development of local markets where they demand fresh food that cannot be traded in the international market. Da Silva's perspective will further land concentration and land grabbing, which is exactly the opposite to family small-scale agriculture defended by peasants, which they claim is the only alternative to create jobs and to cool down the planet. Da Silva will be sworn in as FAO's Director General on January the 1st, although his presentation in society will take place at the Conference on Agrarian Reform and Rural Development in Mar del Plata, Argentina, in March.
You are listening to Real World News.